Emmanuel, God with us. Oh, dear God, in the name of that wondrous Son, Jesus, thank you that you are with us. Lord God, thank you again that you never leave us nor forsake us. Lord God, thank you again that it's not predicated upon how good or bad I am. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. You cannot deny yourself. Lord, thank you again for that life. Oh, praise God. That infinite life that was in that babe that day. Lord, that we could come and yes, behold, in that life, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Lord, we're going there today. You know it. Lord, encourage our hearts in it. Bring something that we've never been able to see before, just the more magnificence of your Son's face. We thank you again for your love. We thank you again for each brother and sister that's here this morning. God, we thank you again for your faithfulness to each life. Lord, anoint this place. Continue to anoint these lives. Anoint your word. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the book of Luke. We'll be in chapter 2, and we'll begin reading from verse 25. That's Luke chapter 2. Verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And Simeon, the name there means to hearken, to pay close attention to. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful promise when we embrace and take the Lord Jesus Christ into our arms? You bless God. Praise the Lord. And said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. And brothers and sisters, today the Lord has laid upon my heart for each and every one of us. In our hearts, how do we see this baby today? Now you see, in this world at this time, there are many that acknowledge this birth. There's many that are celebrating this birth. There are many that are celebrating that this was the greatest teacher that has ever come. There are many that are celebrating that this was the man that was full of peace. There are many that even claim that this is the greatest of prophets. And to that, I all say is true. But there is but one way. There is but one way we must all of mankind must see this babe. And that's as God's salvation for me. God's salvation for me. My Redeemer. My Lord. My personal Savior. The Lamb of God. Ye must be born again. Praise God. And you see again is we read that name Simeon. It means to hearken. To pay close attention to. We don't just pass by this. This is something to take note of. And that's just what salvation entails. The specific and careful attention that when we look upon the wonderful face of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we see the cross. I know and am confident that when he uttered those words, mine eyes have seen thy salvation, he saw the cross. Absolutely. He saw the Lamb of God. He saw that it was finished. Praise the Lord. He saw that this child would grow to be that wondrous, wondrous sacrifice, that his blood would be shed for me. And then again, as we read in that story, how precious that this brother took that babe into his arms and blessed God. Are we embracing that wondrous Jesus today? If you're a child of God, He's apprehended you. You're His. You're no more your own. He's just asking you to surrender and apprehend Him. Oh, the truths that are over and over in the Word of God, how He so sweetly, intimately is speaking to you personally today. Not just to a group. Yes, it is God with us, but this is God with us in the form of your personal Savior. He's personal to you. He speaks with you. He's speaking to you right now. I hope you hear His wondrous voice. That babe that was in the arms of that brother Simeon was speaking to him volumes. He beheld the Word of God. I'm beholding the Word of God. I have the babe. I have everything in my hands, the very fullness of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Oh, yes. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Oh, yes. God with us. Don't let them strip the deity of your Savior today. That's what this old religious world is trying to do. Very God of very God. Oh, yes. The one who will take that throne. God will give it to him someday. And praise the Lord, he will have a bride at that time. Oh, the magnificence of his grace. And you think of this, as this brother embraced this wondrous child, the work of the cross was in his hands. The grace of God was in his hands. The very love of God was in his hands. The realization, do you think, that would flood his soul as ours today? I have peace with God. I love that. I can call him Father. Now, we've spoken about it many times before. I've mentioned my daddy. Sure, I knew when I didn't behave real well, there was a consequence to pay. But I never doubted his love for me. I never doubted that my dad was for me completely. Give anything. And man, did he give everything for his kids. Maybe too much. But then I think of my heavenly Father. Too much? His only begotten Son for you? And he looked down that day, the angels singing, "There's my Son. Come, not to live, but come to die, that I might live. That I might not just have life, but praise God, do you realize the abundance of life that we have today? How abundant your life is this morning. That you know the very God of very God. That you know that His favor is for you. That you know that He rejoices with His Father this moment as we are embracing each and every one of us individually, His Son. That He's sitting upon that throne, that we're in the presence of God today. I can't get over it. I have found favor in His sight. You have found favor in His sight. You've embraced the Son. Praise God. He is coming back again. Oh, God, thank you. But as I think upon this sweet baby that brought the peace with God, the knowing that I am accepted in the Beloved. I'm accepted today. You are accepted today. That, praise God, I am secure in my Lord today. I wish every Christian knew that nothing can separate you from the love of God. You'll get free when you know that. You'll be able to sing a song that you've never been able to sing. When that reality of the faithfulness of God will take hold of your life. That He loves you with a love that can never fade. He loves you with a love that can never depart from you. That He just loves you. And He'll keep on loving you. And He'll continue to love you. And that grace upon grace upon grace is there for you. Praise be to God, what gift we have in Him. And then again, to think that I'm seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ. Oh, what grace He brought down that day. Now again, we see this helpless babe. And I think of all the little manger scenes. And praise be to God, I understand that's the very Redeemer of my soul. But I also know that this precious Lord lived and continues to live a life. Oh, what an example. Completely, completely dependent upon the power of His Father. Do you realize that? Do you look at that babe today and see your weakness? And I mean that. Christ in me. His utter and total dependence was upon the power of the Father. And I have to tell you, I stand back and think, Christ, You're the very power of God. And He says, well, yes, son, I know that. But I came to live a life for you. To show you that it is all Thy will be done. It's in My Father's will. It's not my power, but it's the power of His might. Praise God, the Holy Spirit that can come and come into us and allow us to live and to live a life very full of the power of God. His power toward me. Can you imagine His power in me? Oh, as I spoke to a sister last night and we were rejoicing again, how we live so far below our means with God. Oh, yes. And everything else we seem to live way above where we should. But with God, oh my, we're living like paupers. Like that one that's out there in the pigsty with the crown on his head. Son, get on in here in the kingdom. Would you quit messing around? Come boldly. It's yours. Your family. Not just family. See, he doesn't have grandchildren or nieces and nephews and things like that. He has sons. And when you, by the grace of God, gave your heart to Him, you became a son. Well favored. In every way. He looks at you no different than He looked upon that babe that day when He saw His son. Do you realize that? You are His son. Oh, to embrace that life this morning, brothers and sisters, I hope we do. And notice here the steps of this brother. Oh, Simeon. Oh, the grace of God again that came down and dwelt among us that day. And it says here that Simeon was led by the Spirit. You got to be drawn. And I'm telling you, the only way you're going is in grace. Absolute grace. Lord, I didn't deserve it a bit, but thank You, Jesus. You allowed me to hear Your message, and I'm being drawn by the Spirit, by grace. And notice here where the Spirit always leads. It's always into one place and one place only. Right into the temple. It's going to be a place of worship. You're going to have a life of worship. When you're led by the Spirit, your life will worship God. If your life is not dwelling in the temple today, you're not being led by the Spirit. You can connect those dots very clearly. But God wants you there. He gave His Son for you to come there, to worship Him, to be drawn by that wonderful Holy Spirit into that place of worship. And notice here the focus that's in that temple, the very presence of God. He that has seen Me has seen the Father. It's Jesus Christ. It's Jesus. It's not the angel singing. Mm-mm. It wasn't Moses and Elijah. Oh no, it's Jesus. Oh yes, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And that's my friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That is the one, praise God, that came to man that we would behold, that we would actually embrace. See, it didn't end. Simeon is just our type, praise God, of that Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you taking that babe today and embracing Him into your life? It was all complete. Praise God. Can you imagine before the foundations of this universe, He saw you. This was the very plan of God. As the wonderful Father and His Son got together, and they knew that this was the plan. And Son, it's time. It's time for you to go. Praise God. I'm sure He was so anxious. Maybe one other time that He'll be more anxious for is His bride. But He was so anxious to go. Father, I'm going. I'm going to die for a family for us. I'm going to bring them home, Father. I'm going to give my life and it'll be pleasing to You because this is Your will. I'm going to live this life because You've empowered me to live it. Listen to these words. He's speaking these to us today too. We are His Son. He has that much invested in us as He did His own Son. Amen. You have to realize this. I'm empowering my children today to live that life. To find the life of being dependent completely, solely, and only on the grace of God. I cannot tell you the rest, brothers and sisters. I cannot even remotely tell you about the peace that does pass understanding. And it grows. It's an amazing thing. But He said this word is alive and growing and living. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it said that it would build me up in Him. Amazing. And give me an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And I just marvel in the simplicity of it. But in the endless depth of it, I just say, Lord, how could it be? But thank God He's increasing our faith. And it is. It's a life of faith and understanding. That new creation just thrives on it. Lord, how good it is in You. Praise the Lord. But again, not a babe, the salvation offering of God. I look into there and there's the salvation offering of God. Saved you from everything. Everything. Saved you from death, from your sin. Saved you from yourself. Man, I was thankful of that this week. Lord, You saved me from myself every single day. We are so not worthy of this. You know that. I hope you know that. I am so not worthy to be a vessel to give out the Word of God. So inadequate. So empty without Him. How He continues to put us upon our knees. To say, Lord, I have to have You supply it. There's no other way. And it just amazes me that that supply is endless. And each time by grace that He does draw me in to get more, I can see that it's more bountiful each and every time. Every time I've wanted to quit, every time I've wanted to say, Lord, it just couldn't be me. Lord, You couldn't have this for me. Lord, this vision that You've put in here, this realization that there is this calling, Lord, that, I mean, even just to be Your son, I can't imagine. But that You want to share Your glory with me. It's just too much. Glorified together with Him. Glorified together with Him. My, oh my. No wonder He's got to give us another body, huh? Oh, hallelujah to know. I'm thankful as this one breaks down just because of the glory of God that's resting upon us. You realize that, don't you? Oh yeah, that glory of God that just keeps resting upon you. It's gonna continue to make you weaker. Did you know that?
Amen.
It is. This thing's gonna get weaker. You want more glory of God? Oh, I do. I do. And He's causing me not to be afraid. Willingly, He went to the cross. Lord, do I really have to wait these 33 years? But I'll be patient. Because it's Thy will, Father. Thy will. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So freely given. Really takes your breath away, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Hallelujah. I'm so thankful what He does. The eternity of joy. An eternity of joy. An eternity upon eternity of joy. But then I forget that this just isn't a God of joy, is it? It's joy unspeakable. And it's not just joy unspeakable, as I hear you all just saying in your heart, praise God. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. He's exceeding abundant above all that I ask or think. Amen. So it doesn't stop here, does it? Oh no. It's not just peace with God. It's the peace of God. It is. It's the peace of God. And that's what's missing today. It is. The very peace of God. Brothers and sisters, there's nothing more than He wants you to have than the peace of God. And it's here. The gift of gift, it's here. You talk about a Christmas present today, it's here. The rest of it is well. And so simply, it's in one place. It's in a vision. The Word of God tells us very simply, without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision of the Word of God and the depth of what He wants you to go on with, it'll grow old to you. It will. It'll be something that you'll just... My Christianity is just a sidelight to my life. Praise God if it is a Sunday event, but He wants it every moment of your life. He's apprehended you. He's a lover of your soul that wants you to apprehend Him. He does. And He's there for us. And it's so precious. But in this joy unspeakable and full of glory, we have a vision. And the vision that we read about today is, mine eyes have seen Thy salvation. God, I see Your purpose. God, I see Your plan. I see, praise God, that this word of Your grace, it's the word of grace. It is what builds me up. It is my life. It is my high tower. It is my buckler. It is my shield. And He is for me. And my inheritance is coming. Praise be to God, I was rejoicing with Brother Hawkins about the judgment seat of Christ. It's going on right now. He's out among the candlesticks. Those seven churches. Judging for one thing and one thing only. Reward. Reward. Praise God. And it will be with Him when He comes.
Amen.
Oh yes. Very first thing He wants to do is reward you. That very first company is going to get the greatest reward. They're going to get Him as bridegroom. That bride and groom don't bring presents to the wedding, do they? Everybody else is bringing something. They just bring themselves. I'm yours and you're mine. Nothing of me, though, is it? Like Brother Paul said, Lord, don't let me glory in self. Let me just glory in the work of Your grace in my life. Lord, it has to be from You, beholding the wonderful glory of Your Son in His face. You know, it makes me think of that song as we're singing today, but That wondrous song where it says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Simeon went to turn his eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Amen.
Yeah. That's your Christmas. That's your Christmas. It's in that face. Praise God, when we behold Him, we're beholding the very glory of God. And I understand now how the wonderful servant Simeon could say, Lord, now let Thy servant depart. I'm ready to get out of here now. I've seen Thy salvation. And you know, I think about how Brother Paul said the same thing in a much more magnificent way. And I pray to God that He's saying it for you today too, Lord willing. The time of my departure is at hand. Little similarity there. Oh, hallelujah, there is. I'm ready. I've been beholding Your face for some time now, Lord. And as I've been beholding Your face, I'm growing up. Oh, I was a baby at one time and I saw that face as a baby. And it was beautiful. And I could see the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful helper that was there for me, that would nurture me. But Lord, as I continued to look into that face, the transformation that took place, I grew up. I grew up to behold. I grew up to behold my bridegroom. And I look into that face and I say, Lord, there's an urgency about going on now, isn't there? Are you feeling more uncomfortable in your body today? I hope you are. As we grow and grow in the Lord, it's just uncomfortable to be here. It just is. I don't fit here. I know that this is the only place that I could have grown up into what He wanted me to be, though. Not trying to hurry it along. Don't want to make it any one bit longer, one bit shorter, Lord. I just want You to perfect this life. I want You to grow it up into all things in You. I want to be able to see You, and when I see You, I'm going to be like You. But I want to be able to behold You, praise God, in the maturity that You want me to be. I want to look into the fullness. I want to know the very plan of God. I want to know, Lord Jesus, that I can grow up and know and sense that the time of my departure is at hand. I believe that when you're loving the appearing of the Lord, you're sensing your departure is at hand. I would hope that each and every one of us are thinking today, I might be with Jesus today. I might just have to leave this place and go behold Him face to face. What do you think of that? Amen. Somebody getting nervous around you? Get with it. Get with it. It's time to go, isn't it? Hallelujah. It's time to go. It's time to be ready. Glory of God in that face. Brothers and sisters, it's all there. The enabling grace that is found in that face. The enabling grace that will strengthen you to fight the good fight. If Jesus tarry this coming year, it's the enabling grace that will strengthen you to fight the good fight. It's the enabling grace that will encourage you. Because but for that grace, you're not going to be encouraged to run to finish your course with joy. You'll die out. You'll be just that kind of carnage on the roadside. With the enabling grace, He'll embolden you. He will. To keep the faith. Praise God what He can do. Brothers and sisters, I leave you with this thought. He said to me this week, son, you got to see it to be it. I'm not talking about visualization. Not even talking about focusing. You got to see it. You got to see it to be it. And brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ, He came. And He said, Praise God. Behold, take note here. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation. There was a veil, but it's been lifted. There's no more reason for us not to see. But God, by His Spirit, will make even known to you, yea, even the deep things. Amen. And to that, I say, thank you, Jesus. Because I can hear Him saying to me, Merry Christmas, son. Merry Christmas, my sons and daughters. Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You again for this time. We thank You for Your encouragement. Lord, we again can come to You in so many different heights of spirit this morning. Lord, the rejoicing and excitement that You're on the wing. God, the wonderful solemnness that we know that day when Your Son came to live and born to die that we may live and live abundantly. Now, Lord, help us to take this home today, not just here in the, again, this presence of so many saints, so wonderful to come together, but Lord, in our households through this week. Lord, let's behold, mine eyes have seen Thy salvation. Let's get our eyes upon Jesus. Let's look full into the wonderful face. And Lord, then all these things that seem to distract us, to bring us down, to cause us to fight, to cause us to be angry or bitter, those things grow dim because it's the light of Your glory and grace. And in that we say, thank You, Lord, that You're the enabler. Help us to come boldly to that throne to receive the mercy and God just to take hold and lay hold of grace upon grace. In Jesus' name, amen.